content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the teenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. And our first article, Why Every Teenager Needs a Cat. And this article was written by Min Hozu Mahmut. There are lots of us, typical animal-loving kids who ceaselessly pester their parents for a pet, pitching presentations on the advantages of a furry friend, promising to undertake responsibilities way beyond our capabilities, randomly dropping the benefits of animal ownership into conversations. Yes, I did all of those things. I can now say that having a cat has been nothing short of what I imagined it to be. It was only once I'd adopted my new feline companion, Sebastian, that I truly recognized the unanticipated ways that he benefited me, particularly as a teenager. Perfect at reducing stress levels. The teenage years are an undeniably difficult time, with endless exams catapulted on us and not enough time for much else. Statistics have shown that 61% of teens say they feel a lot of pressure to get good grades. In the 18 to 24 age bracket, 60% of young people have felt so stressed by the pressure to succeed that they have felt overwhelmed or unable to cope, and almost 6 out of 10 young people said they have become stressed because of a fear of making mistakes. These are worryingly high statistics that clearly need to be addressed. On a personal level, having a cat has helped alleviate daily stressors. Just petting or playing with Sebastian relaxes me and helps take my mind off what is bothering me. I was not surprised to learn that stroking a cat releases oxytocin, a hormone that can induce anti-stress-like effects, and that the sound of a cat's purr can calm nerves and lower blood pressure. I'm not saying that animal companionship is the sole answer to our problems or that it will fully resolve them, but there is a chance it could make a difference. A four-legged friend. On a related note, he's a good friend. For many young people, it's difficult steering their way through the discord and disputes of friendship issues and the consequential feelings of loneliness. Having a cat means benefiting from a loyal, understanding companion by your side. Animals are always willing to listen, even when your other friends are ghosting. Although their purrs and meows can't give any advice on the situation at hand, cats won't judge or argue, which is sometimes all you need when you're feeling hurt. Pawsum organization skills. Although cats are independent animals, they still require considerable care and attention. Feeding needs to be scheduled and monitored, and food types tailored to your cat's health and breed requirements. Playtimes and grooming must also be consistently sustained on a daily basis to prevent health problems and boredom. Cats depend on you just as much as you enjoy their companionship. Feline friendship is a two-way street. With hectic teenage lives, reciprocating their love means making enough time to spend with them amongst our numerous commitments. An important lesson Baz has taught me is the value of being organized. I've learned to schedule his responsibilities alongside my own, which has helped me to develop this vital life skill. Thanks to him, I've found the demands of school and extracurricular activities less stressful and easier to manage overall. Fluffy bundles of joy. Finally, Sebastian is like having a live Funny Cats YouTube video to enjoy 24/7. Hilarious videos of whimsical and energetic cats have taken over the internet, and there's a reason why. With the heaviness of teenage life these days, young people use these videos to relieve stress. Their humorous nature releases endorphins, which boost our mood and essentially make us happier. As comical as these videos may be, watching your own cat's mischief can be even more entertaining. Sebastian has stolen treats, fallen off fences, and destroyed toys to pieces. His absurd behavior has given me massive laughs when I have most needed some light-hearted distractions. My younger self envisaged animal ownership on its most basic levels, petting, playing, and feeding. Now that I'm older, I understand the deeper and more complex ways in which Sebastian has enhanced my life. Those who are dubious will say, he's just a cat. But to me, he's a dependable friend that I will always remember as a wonderful part of my teenage years. And our next article, also from theteenmagazine.com, Good Habits to Bring into the New Year. And this article was written by Ella B. In the blink of an eye, 2022 is now on its way to a close. At the beginning of every new year, millions across the globe come up with a resolution for the next 365 days. For some, it's going on a daily run. For others, it's to start doing yoga every morning. Despite entering the year hopeful, only 9% of people actually have successful resolutions. Instead of entering the year with one overwhelming, unachievable resolution that you'll forget by February, try introducing these new healthy habits into your life. Reading. Reading comes in all shapes and sizes, which makes the activity so great. There's something for everyone to love when it comes to reading. If you like stories filled with fairies, elves, and dragons, try fantasy. What about a heartbreaking love story that leaves you wanting your own soulmate? Maybe romance is right for you. Whatever your genre of choice may be, there is something out there for you to read and enjoy. Not only is reading a strong source of entertainment, but it improves your general knowledge and literacy, but it may reduce stress. In fact, a 2009 study by researchers at the University of Sussex found that reading reduces stress levels by 68%. With less stress in your life and an opportunity to learn something new, reading is the hobby for you. Journaling. Jotting down your thoughts at the end of the day can be a peaceful and restorative activity. Taking time to write about the happenings of your day allows for an opportunity to unwind and reflect. The great thing about journaling is the freedom that comes with it. You have the ability to write about whatever you'd like. One day, you can write about the television shows you are watching, but the next day, you can simply note what activities you did that day. The more natural journaling is for you, the more beneficial it will be. A great way to get started is by grabbing a blank notebook and just writing whatever comes to mind for 5 minutes a night. Walking. Grab your earbuds, put on your favorite podcast or playlist, and start walking. Whether you want to de-stress or get exercise or even just look at new scenery, walking is the perfect opportunity to do so. Taking walks around your neighborhood, your local park, or even a bustling street can be a fun way to pass time and get some exercise. While getting in those steps is a perfect time to address whatever has been on your mind. If it's just yourself, listen to some music and think about your plans for the next day, the cliffhanger of your favorite TV show, or your plans for the future. Going on a walk with a friend can be exciting, too. You can chat about whatever. Walking is not only a great way to exercise, but also an efficient way to calm down your mind. Healthy eating. Eating more healthily is something that almost everyone aspires to accomplish, but unfortunately, actually executing healthy eating can be difficult. The benefits of healthy eating range from increased energy to longer lifespan to clearer skin and more. While choosing a salad over a burger and fries may be difficult at first, As you do so more frequently, it will become a habit. Just because you want to eat healthy doesn't mean you can't have a scoop of ice cream or enjoy some crispy potato chips once in a while. The key to making healthy eating a sustainable goal is moderation. Eat that chocolate bar or donut once in a while, but also choose the grilled chicken or tomato soup. Separate yourself from stress. Stress is in abundance, and for most people, it's extremely hard to avoid. Often, the stress in our lives is unnecessary and sometimes irrational. Make it a goal this year to identify what is actually worth stressing about and what is not. Sure, stress about your final exam, but don't stress about a 5-point homework assignment. Prioritize what you will allow to stress you out. The less stress you have in the new year, the more time you'll have to enjoy life and achieve your goals. Take time for yourself. 2023 can and should be the year of you. If you're a people pleaser or highly ambitious, taking the time to enjoy your life and focus on yourself can be difficult in your busy schedule, but it's necessary. You can do so in whatever way it manifests for you. If you love cinema, once a week, watch a movie alone. If you love romance novels, try to read one or two books a month. Even with the heavy demands of school or work, you should still treat yourself occasionally. Doing so allows for a more balanced lifestyle, allowing you to feel less overwhelmed and more capable. Keeping up with these 6 habits may not be easy at times, but if you do so, it'll be rewarding. In the next year, make it your goal to prioritize yourself and make sure that you are the best possible version of you. The better you feel, the better your year is going to be. So, take these good habits with you and enjoy the new year. Happy New Year! And our next article, also from theteenmagazine.com. Before we begin a new year, think about this. And this article was written by Olaranke Bamaduro. Another year has come to a close, and I think I can speak for many when I say that it was a weird year. It was somewhat eventful, but not simultaneously. Nonetheless, it was a year with lessons, laughter, growth, and love. And for that, I am grateful. There's often discussion around whether New Year's resolutions are necessary. The answer differs from person to person. But one thing that we all need in our lives is reflection, and I certainly have some takeaways from last year, things that I need to try and do better in the next year. Call them resolutions or whatever you wish, but regardless, here are my points of reflection from 2022. 1. Be thankful for each day. The concept of a new day is perhaps one of the most beautiful. A new dawn, a fresh start, an awakening. Each time we live to see another day is a new opportunity to get stronger, faster, kinder, happier, fairer, truer to ourselves and to each other. With life, there is hope, and each new day brings along hope. It gives us a chance to try again, do better, and gain something new. Each day has something unique to offer, whether it be smiles or gratitude. We are lucky to be here, to have the chance to make a difference in our world. Take it. Treasure it. 2. Smile. Scientifically, it releases endorphins and cortisol that relieve bodily tension and allow us to feel more relaxed. Interpersonally, it's a gift. It lets another feel they matter. Smiles are contagious. Smiling at a stranger can be the difference between them having a good or bad day. And when I think about it, I have so many reasons to smile. I'm alive. I'm well. I have a loving family. I have access to basic necessities luxuries, and rights. I have many opportunities I can access. Count your blessings. There is much to be grateful for. 3. Keep trying. It feels easier to call it quits and try something else, but there's something so enriching about completing a task, no matter what it is. From an academic perspective, it's easier to procrastinate and do the fun things first, leaving schoolwork and revision until the last minute, but that's not a sustainable lifestyle. By all means, relax, unwind, and have fun, but know your priorities. Get the harder, longer things done, and then do what you wish to do. From a personal perspective, not giving up is harder. It's a mental, physical, and emotional struggle you have to overcome. I'm still learning this, but once we do, we'll be unstoppable. 4. Tell people you love them. Sometimes it feels like a given, but if you don't tell people you love them, they're not going to assume it. Sometimes it feels like a challenge. Being open and emotional with the people you care is hard, but life is short. The loss of many people this year reinforced that to me. You never know how much time you have left with the people you care for. Let them know they matter to you. 5. Take pauses. This was my biggest struggle this year. I'm very bad at stepping away from work. Once I start, I find it difficult to stop. I have my A-levels starting in 5 months' time, and they determine whether I can go to my preferred universities, and I just turned 18. My life's getting started, and sometimes it's a bit overwhelming. I've had trouble with managing my stress and emotions in the past, which had caused burnouts, so it's important to know when you need to take a break. And as much as I might preach that you don't give up and push through the hard times, the reality is that life's tough, and this is just the beginning. Sometimes you might want to give up, and that's okay. If anything, it's normal. But to let go completely, it's important to learn how to strike a healthy balance between working hard and taking time for yourself. Academic success isn't worth it if you lose yourself in the process. 6. Breathe. In my years, I've learned that my health and well-being, my body, my happiness, and my future come before anything else. My biggest hope for the years to come is to be at peace with the people in my life, at peace with the course that my life is taking, at peace with all that enters my life, and at peace with myself. Peace is indispensable in our lives, and you should do anything to protect your peace, because you come first. Taking a breather, taking a step back, they're so underrated, and yet they're so crucial to our well-being. And I've also found that by taking breaks, or learning to, means that I'm a lot more at peace and emit a calmer aura. You can breathe through exercise, meditation, or yoga. Find your thing. 7. Look after yourself. You're the priority, and when you prioritize other people's thoughts and opinions over your own, you lose yourself in the process. I've been down that road, and I don't wish it on anyone. Being yourself is the most important thing in life, because people, experiences, chances, they all come and go. But you'll always be you. So treasure yourself. Treasure your strengths, weaknesses, character, mannerisms, personality traits, dress sense. There's nothing about any of us that's perfect, and that's beautiful. You're perfectly imperfect. Never forget that. This year has truly been a roller coaster. I've cried, I've achieved, and I've laughed. Most importantly, I've tried and I grew. I've learned, and I'm a better me than I was this time last year. Everyone wants the new year to be their year, and whilst it's great to have big ambitions, I've learned that without holding on to the lessons of the past, I can't progress in general. So take these lessons. Be kind to yourself and to the people around. Cherish the person that you are. Take time to yourself and look after yourself. In this new year, live, laugh, and love. And our next article from TeenVogue.com. Self-defense for women is the focus of Global Social Benefits Guardian Girls Program. And this article was written by Gloria Sophie Burkant. As the daughter of a powerful European politician, model, and PhD student, I have still experienced sexual harassment, assault, and sexual coercion in my private and professional life. When I was 12 years old, I was bullied by my classmates. It would have helped me a lot if I had known how to deal with dangerous situations in order to defend myself and stand strong in the face of conflict. Although I was 5'7", I was always exposed to the conflict and let myself be harassed and even beat up. Using my pocket money, I bought the kind of shin guards that soccer players wear. I didn't want my parents to know about the bullying, so I wore shin guards under my jeans every day to protect myself. The thought of taking a self-defense class never crossed my mind. Fast forward to age 18, when I was doing an internship, nearly every day I was touched inappropriately by my boss, who would put his hands on my shoulders and waist when we'd run into each other in the elevator or kitchen. I was overwhelmed by this situation and ignored it, even though I felt so humiliated. For years, I avoided accepting emotional support and tools to deal with inappropriate behavior and harassment. The result was that I developed chronic panic attacks and extreme trust issues. It wasn't until I took a self-defense course that everything changed. Finally, I felt stronger in my mind and body. Today, I am still working on healing myself. That's why my association, the Global Social Benefit, or GSB, is founding the Guardian Girls Program. I want women of all ages and cultures to have the opportunity to take a self-defense course, learning to avoid dangerous situations, protect themselves in emergencies, and build up their self-confidence. The World Karate Federation and the United Nations Population Fund, UNPF, will support this initiative. I believe wholeheartedly in our mission, empowering women through prevention, education, and self-defense, and helping them heal together. On our website, women can identify certified karate clubs where they can take a self-defense course or talk about their experiences, fears, and exchange views at our GSB events. The courses are structured according to 3 steps. 1. Prevention. How can I prevent something unsafe from happening? How do I act if I am in an unsafe environment? 2. Self-assertion. How do I project a confident appearance and attitude? 3. Self-defense. A 2-to-3-hour training course to learn specific self-defense techniques. These steps can help women learn to draw boundaries, say no, and take measures to protect themselves in dangerous situations, in addition to self-defense skills. Confidence building is our goal, too. We teach women that they can keep their distance, call for help loudly and clearly, or remove themselves from a situation if a stranger is making them feel unsafe. Our imagination determines how we feel, how we act, and thus creates reality. We can influence our own happiness if we only believe in ourselves and our abilities. We mainly associate the term self-confidence with strength, intelligence, size, a confident body language, and maybe even a certain toughness or coolness. Someone who knows what they want and dares to say it. But you develop more self-confidence when you start to observe your own thoughts and feelings with some remove, preferably in a value-free way. This is the only way to become aware of your thoughts about the world and yourself. Awareness is the first step to recognizing habits and patterns in order to be able to change them. To do this, we have to look closely at our inner dialogues. How do you speak to and perceive yourself? When you start to talk to yourself more positively, you start to trust yourself more. If you have more confidence in yourself, other people will have more confidence in you. This, in turn, strengthens your own self-confidence. We hope to expand our platform via long-term partnerships with brands and companies that can support specific activities, such as self-defense courses and mental health coaching for women. We will hold events in cities around the world where women can exchange their experiences with world-renowned psychologists and instructors to build their physical and mental strength. Our first red carpet gala will take place on March 15th, and you can find out more about our meet and greets on our Instagram at Global Social Benefit. We hope you'll join us in this movement. We believe in the strength of women. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.